Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Caneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things that encompass the Press Box, the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean joining us. And Mr. McLean, congratulations, first of all, for being a grandsire again.
Well, you know, number three and all boys. I told one of the kids, Brad up in Columbus or Alex down in Nashville, that I need two more boys to have my own basketball team.
How about that?
So, I've told them, I put them on notice, Buzzy, but Alex on Thursday had a bouncing boy, 6 pounds, right at 6 pounds, about a month premature, but he is doing well. Mom's doing well, and that means old granddad is doing
right.
Well. And you know what I mean by old granddad.
Right, absolutely. John McLean Sharp, was that somebody that watched all the Die Hard movies or what?
Well, you know, we felt like the name could play a lot of different ways. Johnny Mack sounds like, either a country music star or a football star down at Alabama. Or, Mac Daddy, McLean.
Right,
we
right.
think could
Absolutely.
Be a really good baseball player, And
the other part of it that I think is really good is for people that haven't seen the hospital picture, the hospital picture, there is one of those, I'd call it a sandwich board for babies right next to the bassinet there that says, "My name is McLean," and I said, "Oh my God, is that the title of the Gene McLean biography? Who the
McLean
hell are you?
Sharp,
my
Sharp.
Name is McLean."
Doesn't that name ring? Johnny Mac Sharp, John Mac Sharp,
right.
Mac Sharp. That sounds like a James Bond character.
There's no question. All right, let's go ahead and we want to talk about what's going on. Is this the last weekend up at the spa, or is there one more? I can't keep.
Oh
up.
No, we go all the way through the end of August.
End of August, come on.
Yep, all the way to the end of August.
Okay, so let me shut down the spa too soon, but we've got a couple of races that we want to talk about. And the first one should be a relatively short conversation because the impeccable Thunder Snow heads the field at the Grade 1 Whitney.
This has been a horse that you have latched onto and have not budged since
not given up
days of the Derby. He had such a wonderful showing in the Derby. I see why you would stay.
The only way he could have run worse in that Derby had been if Maximum Security was on his outside.
Well, they have made the Derby noteworthy. Let's put it that way.
Yes, they have.
But, Thunder Snow has put together since his Derby.
Yes, he has.
Where he looked like a rodeo clown. But, since then, he's been pretty spectacular. And, he was third in the Met Mile. To Matoli and McKenzie last time out, Buzzy. And, for a world traveler, this horse has been everywhere. Dubai, England.
Gene, he's the richest thoroughbred in training with over $16 million in purse earnings.
This horse is, for all of his Derby antics, he has made himself into a very nice horse for all the connections. And absolutely, you got to use him in here in the Whitney.
But in all seriousness, though, you've got McKenzie and Thunder Snow and Vino Rosa and Yoshida. They're all Grade 1 winners. It's like a who's who of trainers. This is a great, great race.
It is a great race, Buzzy. And, you touched on really four great horses. Yoshida having won over the dirt there in the Travers, and then McKenzie. He's just been spectacular no matter where he's been. Vino Rosso, first in the Grade 1 Gold Cup, going a mile and a quarter his last time. 0-2 at Saratoga, a funny thing to note. But the horse that may be left out of the talk is Preservationist, and he's won five of his last six.
Right.
And in eight career starts, he's got five wins, one second, and two thirds. Trained by the great James Jerkins, the son of Alan Jerkins, who was known as the king of the upset at Saratoga, the giant slayer,
right.
H. Alan Jerkins. So, Preservationist may not make much of the headlines, but, I'm telling you, he has a way of ending up near the wire when the finish is coming.
Okay, so the question is, how do you play this one, sir?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I'm going to go with the true and tried and really the most consistent of the horses in the race, McKenzie. Second in the Met Mile. I think the Met Mile, the mile distance is probably a little short for McKenzie. The mile and a quarter distance, I think, is a little long for McKenzie. But at mile and eighth, ought to strike him right in the forehead and be his perfect distance. Ship it in for trainer Bob Baffert. You know, when Bob makes the trip from San Diego, where he's been training, up to Saratoga, he comes for a reason. And the reason is to try to get his pitcher taken. And I'm going to go with McKenzie, and I'm going to single McKenzie over and under, really two other horses only, Thunder Snow and Preservationist. I'm going to throw out Vino Rosso. You know, he's like I said, 0-2 at Saratoga. I think Yoshida ran sixth in his last race in the Stephen Foster. Didn't really like the track that day, it didn't seem like. You know, he did have that big win at Saratoga. But I'm going to go with McKenzie, Buzzy, over and under Thunder Snow, your horse, and Preservationist.
Listen, we can just make it easy. We're going to go tuition money, Thunder Snow, overall. Enjoy your Saturday. On a serious note, though, this running...
Single. You're going to go single.
Single. In all Thunder seriousness, Snow. Though, this running of the Whitney will be the first one since the passing of Mary Lou Whitney, who was such a champion for thoroughbred racing. She was out here a lot when she would co-host the Cardinal Hill Telethon here at WKYT in Lexington, and just what a grand lady, a grand champion of racing, and to her family and friends, we just want to let them know we're thinking about her, and we'll be thinking about her during this race on Saturday as well.
Yeah, Buzzy, and it's very nice for you to note that. You know, I didn't know Mary Lou Whitney as well as I should have or could have, and that's on me. But, you know, she's the times I got to talk with her, she's very much like Ruth Roach, former First Lady of Midway, and the late widow of Dr. Ben Roach. We've mm-hmm. lost both of the Roaches now. But, you know, a Parrish Hill Farm fame there in Midway. And, you know, you don't replace people like Ruth Roach or Mary Lou Whitney. You can only remember them. And we ought to do that from time to time and more often than we do, because they're such great people and such, you know, classy people. In a world that needs more classy people, we lost a real champion in that sense of the word.
Absolutely. Okay, so the other race that we want to take a look at on the card up at Saratoga is the Grade 1 Test and Serengeti Empress, the Kentucky Oaks winner, shortening up in this one.
Yeah, but then what a race this is. I mean, aptly named, because this will be a test. You know, a great race in its own right, deep heritage and history to the test stakes. You got Serengeti shortening up to 7 furlongs, and I think she'll just be spectacular at 7 furlongs. She won at this distance by 13 in winning the Ellis Park Debutante as a 2-year-old. She won that one going away, obviously. But, Buzzy, look at the other horses in this race and the speed that's in this race. Serengeti Empress is, you know, undoubtedly going to go to the front. That's her style. That's her. That's the way she races. So she's going to utilize that front end speed and go right to the front. But you got Bellafina, you know, just a world class filly in her own right. She's 2-for-2 at 7 furlongs. Last time she ran at this distance, she won by 8.5 in the Grade 1 Las Virginas out at Santa Anita back in February. And then you got a 3-year-old filly by the name of Cafe Fay. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but she ran third to Mia Mischief last time out, and she was hooking older horses for the first time in that race, and she made the lead and just gave it up in the deep stretch. She's getting back against 3 roads, and that's got to help her. All three of these fillies are going to be either on or want the lead or close to it, and that's a real test of spirit and intestinal fortitude. It may set up for a closer, and if it does, Royal Charlotte has never been 7 furlongs. She'll be stretching out from 6.5, but she might be a horse to watch in here. But you know me, Buzzy, I don't leave a horse that's brought me to the dance, and Serengeti is my horse, and I'm sticking right with her.
All right, brother. And that, in fact, is the press box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, again, our heartiest congratulations, prayers for all of you. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, Buzzy, and I look for you to be standing side by side with your stallion racehorse Thunder Snow in the very near future. You know, that's a photo op that Holly M. Smith is ready to take.
Holly M. Smith should be on standby,
yeah,
at any point in time, but especially when he makes his final start in a winning fashion in the Breeders' Cup Classic next year at Keeneland.
Well, you know, that would be spectacular. You would be, I think, the prototypical person to bestow that horse with the great purple flowers that go with every Breeders' Cup champ.
I'm sure that Mr. Farish and everybody associated with the Breeders' Cup would disagree, but we shall see. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, brother. Thanks so much for your time, my man.